Hachette Audio presents The Betrayers, written by David Besmozgis, read by Christopher Lane. To May, Lena, and Eve. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to mine own country." Then Pharaoh said unto him, "But what hast thou lacked with me, that, behold, thou seekest to go to thine own country?" And he answered, "Nothing. Howbeit, let me depart in any wise." 1 Kings 11:21-22. There can be no struggle for national liberation without sacrifices and repression, death in battle and the execution of martyrs, and nothing on earth can withstand the power of self-sacrifice. David Regil. Sanctuary. 1. A 1,000 kilometers away, while the next great drama of his life was unfolding and God was banging his gavel to shake the Judean hills, Baruch Kotler sat in the lobby of a Yalta hotel and watched his young mistress berate the hotel clerk, a pretty blonde girl who endured the assault with a stiff, mulish expression. A particularly Russian sort of expression, Kotler thought. The morose, disdainful expression with which the Russians had greeted their various invaders. An expression that denoted an irrational, mortal refusal to capitulate.